I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's not good news. It's terrible news. Jeff Passan, just a few moments ago, right when we went to break. Good timing, Passan.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
First baseman Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles, he spelled Red Sox wrong.
No.
Are finalizing a five-year, $155 million contract. Sources tell ESPN, Alonso leaves the Met to make a Mets to make a loaded AL East even better.
Yeah. Bradford was right.
Score one for Bradford.
He had that horn ready. So this is a double whammy. So the most significant part is he's not on the Red Sox. The other part is he goes to the Orioles. So it's one thing if he stayed with the Mets, it'd be annoying. I'd be mad about it.
But the National League.
You bring him here, you get to see him 13 times a year or whatever it is.
Seeing the World Series, polar bear.
Holy smokes. This is devastating. This was a part of everybody's plan. They needed a big power hitter. Brezel even said as much. They need a first baseman. He wasn't going to cost you $400 million, or in the case of his Mets teammate last year, $700 million. He cost you $155 for 5 years. How much was Rafael Devers getting for the next, like, 10 years? You got rid of all that contract. Mm-hmm. You were paying him way more. This guy plays every single game and socks dingers.
I think he's a better player than Devers.
He is.
So that's what I think. So this is frustrating. He's
a righty bat, which they've been, like, desperate for.
Oh, he's a better fit.
Yeah. But the fit's perfect.
I agree. That's what's so frustrating about this.
Because even Schwarber, you and I both like Schwarber, but you're like, all right, kind of a DH, lefty stick. Like, I'll take him. Don't get me wrong. I will take Kyle Schwarber. But you're like, Pete Alonso, hit him third or fourth in the lineup, have him right around Roman Anthony and maybe Bregman back. Just count on a million home runs. You can now trade Casas or do whatever you want with him.
And
you're good to go for 4 years, 5 years.
The fit is perfect, too, because
the contract's not crazy.
No, that's exactly it. So, like, Passan said, he's got the following tweet. Alonso's deal with the Orioles gives him the highest AAV ever for a first baseman, AAV. He winds up with $185 million, including a $30 million salary last year. So he's talking about playing the game for Boris. He's doing Boris a favor, basically.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
And followed the same track record as Matt Chapman and Blake Snell, taking a short-term deal and turning it into a bounty. Maybe there's a separate discussion there about Bregman to put to the side.
Yeah, I guess.
But, okay, so he's getting $31 million a year, which tops Schwarber. AAV-wise, it's a huge deal for a first baseman, but as we know, there's plenty of first basemen who've gotten 10, 12-year contracts.
Isn't Vladimir Guerrero a first baseman?
Is he?
What is he?
I thought he hadn't even playing some third. He had been playing some DH, so they've moved him around, thought.
Okay, because Vladdy's making more money and a higher average annual value. I thought he played first base.
He came up playing third base. He's played first base for the last couple of years.
Yes, that's what I thought.
But didn't he cameo recently at third, too? So I'm trying to remember. I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I'm just reading you a pass.
It's semantics anyway. But let's see. Last year, where did Big Vlad play? I thought it was over at the 2025, 133 games at first base.
Nothing at third?
In 2024, he played a dozen games.
Okay,
over there.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But no,
okay.
He's a first baseman, so he makes more money than
total.
Pete Alonso, and average.
I would think on AAV. Yeah. So
he signed a 14-year, $500 million deal.
Oh yeah, that's more AAV.
That's way more.
So,
but whatever. It doesn't really matter.
The problem with Alonso though is he was such a perfect fit on the field, right-handed bat, power bat. Red Sox need all that, and he does fit into the Red Sox pay structure. I thought.
I agree.
So like. All right, I'd rather pay him $155 million than pay Devers $300. Like, he's a better player. I'd rather, if you want to pay him a fraction of the cost, fine. Like, I would rather do that. That makes sense. And so you got a better player on a way better deal. That should satisfy everyone. Everyone should be happy with that. And now not only does he sign somewhere else on what I think is a pretty good deal. Like, I know Bradford kind of laughed at us earlier when it's like, well, would you give him the Schwarber contract.
Four for 120. Oh, no, yeah, Schwarber contract. Would you give him the Schwarber contract? He said no, which
yeah,
I don't.
He got better.
Yeah, he didn't get more. He got one more million per year more.
$150 million. Like, who cares with these guys? That in today's baseball contracts, that's really nothing. And, like, high-end contracts, that's nothing. It's not $400 million to Tucker or $500 to Vladdy or $700 to Juan Soto. Like, it's nothing compared to that. And so he was such a perfect fit, even in their pay structure. And they wouldn't go there.
They gave Masataka Yoshida $90 million. And that was years ago.
So they didn't make an offer to Schwarber. Do you think we're going to find out they made an offer to Alonso?
I hope. I mean, I don't want to hear it. It's not going to help anybody. They better have made an offer to Schwarber. I'm sorry, to Alonso. Yeah, so then there comes like the interest kings thing. So like if they finish second to Alonso, like there's no positive, there's no spin that you can have on this. If they finish second, that's bad. Why don't you go a little bit more? If they were like fourth, like where the hell were you? What were you doing? The bottom line is they didn't get the guy who made the most sense. We've named like five other replacements for Bregman. We've named five, six other maybe not aces, but like number two starters. Yep. We've named a bunch of these different guys. They all haven't moved yet. The one concern was, all right, Schwarber's gone. The real true power bat. Then all the attention went to Alonso. And I certainly wasn't going to bet any money that they were going to sign him, but you're like, all right, that would be the offseason. That would be awesome. You get Pete Alonso. He's sort of the headline of it. Then you add a couple of other pieces around it. Hopefully Bregman's back too. And you take a run at it. You don't get him. Like, you don't have a first. What are you doing at first base?
What did Lou say?
Dom Smith?
What did Lou say?
Oh, Okamoto? We're on to Okamoto now?
I mean, look.
I guess.
I have no idea if he's going to be a good player.
Well, give me a goddamn first baseman.
I don't know how.
How many years ago was that? That still stands true.
That's what Lou said.
I don't know how anybody would know if Okamoto's going to be good or not. You can think it. I have no idea how you'd know.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be good, and it'll be a really good signing, and it'll be proven right. That's not what we were talking about this offseason.
The top first baseman, according to like most sites, were Pete Alonso and Josh Naylor. And Josh Naylor quickly returned back to Seattle. So then you're talking about Ryan O'Hearn, Carlos Santana. I mean, Carlos Santana is like our age.
Yeah.
You don't want Carlos Santana. Nathaniel Lowe, they have him.
Bring him back.
They DFA'd him.
Didn't they have him?
I'm done with him after the
Paul
playoffs.
Paul Goldschmidt, also, he's like our age.
So, yeah, it's a tough go.
That is bad. Not getting Alonso is worse than trying to tell us Sonny Gray's a number two.
Oh, yeah, for
way
sure.
It's way worse.
For sure. Yeah. Score one for Bradfo. I don't know who Fleming was talking about, but apparently it wasn't Pete Alonso. And if it was, really start shaking in your boots.
This is also going to make bringing Bregman back even worse. And it's not Bregman's fault. Again, it's his contract. He did that's how they structured it. Maybe he'll get some money. Maybe he'll get a raise, or at least he'll get more years or whatever. But at the end of the offseason, if it's like, hey, guys, we got Bregman back.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, what else? Who else is in the lineup? They're like, well, we're hoping for another good year out of Story, a healthy year out of, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Who's socking dingers? They got anybody that socks dingers on this team?
Well, no.
Maybe Willie Abreu, who they'll trade.
Like, not 30 of them.
They'll get rid of Abreu.
Never mind 40 or 50 of them, which Alonso and Schwarber were capable of doing.
That is devastating.
Pete Alonso, now Baltimore Oriole. You can discuss 617-779-7937. How do they salvage it, Keith? Can they salvage the offseason? Like, Bregman and what salvages this?
Okay.
Anything, or is there not an answer?
I'm pretty shooketh. I mean, I guess if you want to go
Bregman and Otani.
Scooble. Leave it there. Yeah. Like, Scooble obviously would change the game.
The Dodgers trade you Otani, sure. Okay, yeah. So you're going to, like, you're saying Bregman plus an arm now and just try to really focus on
that. Yeah, out-arm everybody. That's what you have to do.
Okay,
as far as, like, the bats games is concerned, I don't think anything does it for me. It was Alonso and Schwarber.
Bregman Seager.
Yeah.
Bregman Marte.
Okay. I mean, it's not nothing. I wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like this offseason.
Yeah.
I'd like at least listen to that.
Like, sitting here now that I know Pete Alonso's a Baltimore Oriole, that's, I guess, what I'm hoping for, but that still feels underwhelming compared to where we started the offseason.
Who's playing the other hot corner for this team? That's what I want to know.
Right now?
Casas.
Right now, Casas.
Right now, Tristan Casas, who Baseball Reference projects him for 12 home runs this year. And like half the games played. Man, the Pete Alonso thing stings. And goes to the Orioles, who were bad last year, but who knows? Maybe they turn around.
I didn't think I was going to feel worse when we talked to Bradfo earlier today. Yeah. This feels worse.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Okay. Don't love it. Not a fan. 617-779-7937. David in the car. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So this is the thing. You try to boxed in by the Red Sox. You try to get excited about this team. And every year is the same thing over and over again. They do stupid moves. They don't go after the people that they should, like Alonso, Schwarber, all these guys. It's like, you can't do that. You know, you go up on ticket pricing and everything else. People are going to the games, but you're not doing anything to make it very appealing to, you know, to keep people coming back. You know, more and more often, I find people are pulling away because of it. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a shame.
Yeah, I think that's where people have been. He said he wanted Schwarber over Alonso. I think people have been there now for a while. I can't believe that the Alonzos and the Schwarbers now are out of their budget.
Bradford's taking a victory lap now. He's texting me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he goes, told you.
You didn't tell us he was going to be a Baltimore Oriole. Where was
that? No, and he just told me where they weren't going to get him, basically. Although he made way more money than Bradford thought he was going
to
make.
I feel like by the end of the interview, he was mentioning Alonso could go to the Red Sox, I feel.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource center in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Like,
did he?
I'm gonna re-listen to that, Rob. But anyways, I'm just lashing out because he hurt us badly earlier today.
So this is brutal because the way the baseball offseason goes, it does take several months.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little bit of the, well, you can't really freak out until guys that you want go off the board, right? So it's like, even though you don't like the timing of it, and even though it bleeds into Christmas, gets into New Year's and the whole thing, and you're like, oh, they still haven't signed anybody. When, like, the one power bat that we were talking about, even going into the season, we're like, hey, at the end of the year, if Pete Alonso wants to leave the Mets, which he did, Red Sox should be a player. It's a no-brainer. Makes sense. Blah, 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 blah. And then a team in your division, not even the Yankees, a team in your division grabs them. That is, like, devastating.
No, and I think the most devastating thing, again, people are texting, come on, Jones, give a round of applause for your boy Breslow, which Breslow's on the list for this. It's mainly John Henry, but I'll put Breslow on the list. If Breslow signed him, I'd give him a lot of credit.
I can't wait for the tweet, though, that says they were so close.
So I haven't seen it yet. I was looking for it, and maybe I've missed it, but I haven't seen
Could they have been that close if he chose to go to Baltimore?
No, I don't.
And if he chose right now?
So,
like, he picked right now to go to Baltimore.
Keith made the point earlier. There were no Interest King tweets about Schwarber. Like, there were
none.
There were no, like, fake offers to Schwarber where they were fourth on the list or the runner-up and they just missed him. There were none of those. Let's see if there is one on Alonso. Because then they'll know. Like, they're getting
They did get a Zoom meeting with him. So that's
true.
They Zoomed him.
Yeah, Zoom meeting with him and
so Bichette. They must know his email address. If they need to email him again, they can.
But look,
to wish him well in Baltimore.
Look, I'm shocked that the Alonzos of the world are out of their price range.
I'm shocked and appalled.
Like,
this is bad.
They signed Bregman last year as a one-year deal. They've signed Story at $100+ million. I thought that level of deal was in their wheelhouse, and I thought they'd get something like that done.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
I mean, you're right. Now Bregman isn't even going to – Bregman's going to feel so underwhelming when he signs, if he even signs here, for, like,
yeah.
I don't even – come up with a number. 4 years, 120, I don't know what the number would be. But, like, when he signs for that, the Red Sox are going to go, wait, gave him $100+ million, and we're all going to be like, so?
Yeah,
he was already
awesome.
On the team. You already had him.
Yeah, what's the lineup look like? You know, you just don't have, like, you're going to need an MVP season out of Roman Anthony. Because I don't think you can duplicate what Trevor Story did. And hopefully Bregman plays a bunch of games. And even then, 20 home runs, 25 home runs.
I all along have wanted Bregman back.
No, I know.
I wanted him more than Alonso. I wanted him more than Schwarber.
It's a good combination, though, if you have them both.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You needed Bregman plus another big bat. I just wanted Bregman back, and I like what he brings to the table. We were talking about some of this stuff with Seager earlier, which Bradford also crapped all over. And it's like he has a winning quotient, and he's been in a lot of big games. And I like that with him, and I value that. Although Alonso's been in it. Schwarber's won a World Series. Alonso's been in big games. So they had some of that, too. So I had Bregman at the top.
Stinks.
I had Bregman at the top of my list all along. But the idea was Bregman and Schwarber and Alonso. And now we're 2 days into the winter meetings, and they're both gone.
And it's like, yeah, and then as far as baseball is concerned, that is like quick. That is like with urgency for these guys to both be signed by
December 12th. All right, last year the Red Sox had 0-30 home run guys.
Yep.
Yeah, we said, I didn't start at 55, Jones. I started at 30. No, they didn't have 55. They didn't have a 50. They didn't have a 40.
We said Abreu, right? At 22 or whatever it was? 25?
No, it was Trevor Story, actually. Oh, led the team in dongs because he played way more games than Abreu. But he led the team with 25 home runs. Does Trevor Story hit more or less home runs in 2026?
Less.
100%. Willy Abreu, is he even on the team next year? He was second with 22.
He's probably on the team, but who knows at this point.
That ends the list of 20 home run hitters for the Red Sox.
Yeah, but Bregman.
The
was,
Yankees had like seven of them.
But Bregman was trending towards it.
He.
If you prorate it over 162 games, which he'll never play in,
ability
it was trending towards
is one of the great abilities. No, availability is the most important ability, whatever the hell it goes. How many 20 home run hitters did the Yankees have last year? I feel like it was probably a lot. I know they play in a joke of a ballpark, but they had 1, 2, 3, 30-plus home run guys, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 more. Yeah.
Three,
thank you.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
They had 7 guys hit over 20 and an 8th hit 19.
Seven!
Yeah, those are just home runs, though.
Those are dumb.
Those are just out of the ballpark.
Yeah, but they also beat you in the playoffs.
Yeah, no. Breslow just said the other day, he's like, the one surefire way to score runs is home runs.
It's so true. Like, it's very simplistic, but when you look at the teams at the end, Dodgers hit a lot of home runs. They also won the World Series. The Mariners had a really good year. They socked a lot of dingers, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox don't hit dingers.
No, not last year.
And I'm not loving their chances this year.
I'm not forecasting a ton for this year either. Nick, the text line wants it. Where's the sad trombone?
Yeah, we... Polar Bear. Fleming. Great nickname. Everything about him.
Will Fleming. Don't check the mentions right about now is what I would say. I'd stay out of your mentions.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Go look at some moms. Get to cheer yourself up.
I might do that during the break. Go to moms.com. See what they got going on today.
Moms.com.
Yeah. Pete Alonso.
I'm cool.
Yeah. I agree. Well, that was his last beef. Will Clark.
Yeah.
And they got their hands full out there in San Francisco with Devers. It's they got to keep paying Devers.
It's a great question. What are they going to do at first base now?
I don't know.
Cassis.
They're going to play 8 guys in the field.
They did play a lot of first basemen last year, didn't they?
Oy.
They had a lot of guys. Do you like the bull?
I did.
For Abe Toro?
3 weeks.
Romy Gonzalez. Romy, come on down.
Romy will play there against lefties.
Yep.
It's got, once again, a lot of mixing and matching.
First base platoon again.
Rob Refsnyder, get ready to learn first base, buddy.
No.
Nathaniel Lowe looks like a guy dressing up as a baseball player.
This came out last night. Like, Refsnyder, I don't think they're in on bringing him back. Yeah, fine. So, like, no, you don't even have that platoon anymore.
You don't even have the lefty killers?
Nope.
Here come the lefty killers. Yeah, I got nothing for first base. Remember we were trying to move every Tom, Dick, and Harry over to first base after Devers said no? Christian Campbell's like, I'll do it.
Everybody tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. Lou says Akimoto.
I don't really know anything about this person. If he's good,
I'm
then...
saying he might be able to play, but like that feels really underwhelming. We might pop our heads up in July and go, wow, great signing. But sitting here now, I'd be, even if they got it, which I guess I'd take at this point, that feels pretty underwhelming.
There's a lot of really good Japanese players in the league, but would you be a little scared based off of the last Japanese player you signed and how he just slaps singles to left field grounds out to second base?
A little bit. That was a Bloom front office and a Bloom signing, so
yeah, maybe
a little.
He learns first base.
He raked in the World Baseball Classic, though.
He's too itty-bitty for
first base. I remember
he was on your list, and you kind of talked to him.
He's pocket-sized. He's shorter than Dan Ball. You can't put him at first base.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's a new unit of measure /
height.
Yeah. Anytime.
Well, who's the guy that you were looking up that looks like Dan Ball?
Hunter Hayes.
Well, that was Hunter Hayes.
Oh, yeah, but he's smaller than Hunter Hayes.
Who is?
No, Hunter Hayes is smaller than Dan Ball.
No, Hunter Hayes is pocket
Yoshida. Oh, Yoshida is smaller than Hunter Hayes.
Don't confuse the listener, Nick. Nobody knows who Hunter Hayes is.
Sorry, too many pronouns.
Come on. Yeah, you're throwing everybody off.
Hunter Hayes was 5'6".
Who's tall?
I think Yoshida dwarfs him, but he's no Dan Ball. 617-779-7937.
Tough day today.
Yeah, this was not my favorite.
We started the day, we're like, business is picking up.
Hey, rumors, get ready for it.
Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
I'm usually the one, Keith.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
I'm like Heyman on that.
John Heyman, first thing he's gotten right. So I'm usually the one who gets the rug pulled out from me, Keith. Like, usually I'm the gullible one when it comes to the rug. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not counting out on Juan Soto.
This stinks.
And you're like, no, Jones, come on. Don't be crazy. Yep. And even you feel a little got this year.
I feel God.
And you have,
it just seemed like everything lined up.
You have better insight on this than I do.
Player,
normally, I'm just like, they'll sign him. They're the Red Sox. They'll figure it out.
It was like the player fit, the position fit, the spot in the order, the money, though, most importantly to John Henry, wasn't one of these crazy deals. They gave Trevor Story a lot of money. Think about some of the players they've extended. They've guaranteed Garrett Crochet and Roman Anthony like a ton of money, right?
Yep.
But not silly money, not like over the top money, like Vlad Guerrero's $500 million. Remember last year at this time, we were like, hey, they could get Vlad Guerrero in a year. Just wait on that.
Yep.
That was said. People said that.
Yep.
Oh, depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Well, yeah. I hate to line up with everybody else against you, my guy, Craig Breslow.
And not to pile on Will Fleming.
I do not like where it's going.
I don't know how many people are smiling right now. He promised smiles, and smiling is my favorite, but I don't see a lot of smiles right now.
I don't want to
frowns.
Pile on.
Maybe frowns.
I don't want to pile on Will Fleming, but you lied to us.
You lied to us through Twitter.
And we're pretty angry about it.
We are real upset.
617.
We are sad.
779-7937. You can jump in live for WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure we'll have this covered. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.